So is chapter 9, Mishnah 7, Habogemes Kesuvah. So if a woman impairs her Kesuvah, and we'll see in the next Mishnah what it means. So we actually, this Mishnah and the next Mishnah are together. Then Lo Tipare Ela Bishvah, she doesn't pay except by oath. She has to take an oath to get a Kesuvah. We'll see in the next Mishnah what it means. Adichav Me'idashi Perah, also if there's one witness that testifies that she was paid her Kesuvah, Lo Tipare Ela Bishvah, she's only paid a Kesuvah with an oath. Minichsa Yesomim, if she's paid from the property of the orphans, Uminchasim Meshubadim, or from mortgage property, v'shelo b'fanav, or in his absence, lo tipare ela b'shvur, it's only paid by an oath. So we'll see in the next Mishnah what all of these cases are.